Previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Hey, you're the chalice keeper, aren't you? At the end of his life, people are walking down the street in London, Florida.
London, Florida. Uh-huh. Beautiful place. Yeah.
Where'd you grow up? I'm from London. No, don't. London, Florida.
Yeah.
You ever see that Last Crusade film? You know the chalice keeper guy? You know the guy who goes, you've chosen wisely? He's from London, Florida.
We're both from there.
We're both from there. His name's Richard Edison. Claim to fame, London, Florida, dude.
Yeah.
Robert Edison. Sorry, man.
Here, you want to buy some fireworks?
Yeah. You like fireworks?
Like aerial bombs?
You have chosen wisely.
WSBC, welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour.
Yes.
Joining me as always, twin brother Bill, right to the left.
Hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
And the greatest person on earth, Clayton O'Brien.
Hi. How are you, Clay?
Forgot all about last week's episode that we were talking about the Indiana Jones stuff.
Oh, yeah. We went way back.
I like it. It's always a nice nugget when the previously of surprises me. Even though I've listened to an episode in the past.
You forget sometimes, you know?
Forget about what utter nonsense was spewing at that moment.
That's correct.
And it reminds you, life's good.
That's right. That's what this show reminds people. Yeah. Don't take us too seriously, everybody.
Don't take life too seriously.
We just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Right.
These Hooli boys just want to have, and Clay, we just want to have fun.
Boys just want to have fun.
Yeah. At Buns every Friday night.
Yeah.
Clay Lauper with his latest hit, Boys Just Want to Have Fun.
Clay Lauper?
Yeah, instead of Cindy.
You can have an entire career doing that, Clay.
I just got to learn how to sing and read music.
Boy, we just got weird.
Live at the Stone Park Family Fest, Clay Lauper.
Cindy Lauper impersonator, Clay Lauper.
Come out dressed as like Dean Martin, you know?
I can't even do an impression of her, I don't think.
That's your impression of Cyndi Lauper?
Blah! Good love is good enough. She does like psoriasis commercials now.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's made it.
She's completely made it. She's got my dream job.
Your dream job?
Yeah. She's in the...
The drug commercials.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, how was everybody's week? Everybody have a
good.
Nice... We're halfway through summer now.
Yeah, we are.
Like a guy on the bus.
We're halfway through summer now. Where are you going? Want to talk to me for the next 40 minutes? Sometimes I go, yeah, sure. You know,
yeah,
where'd you grow up?
Yeah, what's going on with you? Where'd you get those sneakers?
I saw a guy like that driving about a week ago on, I might have been on Montrose, but we were pulling past a bank up on the northwest side, and we're at like a stoplight, and this guy's outside the bank, and he just turns to this other guy. He goes, Cubs beat the Detroit Tigers today. 7-5.
I didn't know he had a southern accent. In the middle of the northwest side.
You just gave him like a Tennessee accent.
Maybe he was. Well, and he said, Cubs just beat the Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7-5. Gonna be a good day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks, bus announcer.
It was like 7 o'clock at night, and the guy who he was talking to was like putting envelopes into a postal box.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. They had no idea who each other were. The guy was like, "Uh huh, yeah." Whereas I would have been one of the people who would have said like, "Oh, what happened? Who scored? Give me the rundown."
Yeah.
You like talking to weird strangers like that? Engaging weird strangers and opportunistic conversation.
I do actually. I do.
Yeah, where do these things happen?
It brings me happiness. It happens all the time. I don't know, waiting for to get like a hot dog somewhere, and you know the guy next to you in line is like,
you know what really makes me mad?
No, you go what? Yeah, he's talking about some girl he knows or something.
You know that's happened, but that's happened to all three of us.
Trying to have a good day, guy.
Before where you know there becomes kind of. I mean, I guess the guy who says hello to everyone. And you don't see him that much can be perceived as a bit strange, off, but maybe he's just trying to be friendly. Then there's a guy that lives in the community that does that, and then all of a sudden he's labeled as maybe a neighborhood weirdo.
Yeah, do you?
We knew a lot of neighborhood weirdos. Oh, reminds me of Scanner Man.
That's all we knew was neighborhood weirdos.
Yeah.
Do you say hi to people on the street? when you walk by him? Do you make eye contact?
Sometimes I'll just give him a nod. How you doing?
Do you say how you doing, or you just give him a nod?
I've thought how you doing before, but usually just
mouth
a nod.
How you doing, and you don't even really say.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You've never gone. Kimosabi.
Most of the time, I mouth the word "hey," and then I give the nod. Hey.
But then sometimes, if you do that, you might be in somewhere where someone goes, "What'd you just say to me?"
Not if you say "hey." You go, "I said hey."
No, it doesn't. People, I find that there's a way to approach the sort of acknowledgement as we're getting to. Like, I see you, you see me. I should acknowledge that.
90% of the time, I avoid.
You go, "I don't."
Eye contact, though.
Okay, so first we talked about the propensity to speak to strangers and engage them in conversations.
Yep.
And then now we're pivoting to just keep your mouth shut and say hey.
Just don't talk to anybody you don't know too well.
It's kind of true in life. You tell your kids that all the time, right? Shouldn't talk to people you don't know very well. That's crazy.
Well, definitely kids shouldn't. But,
no, yeah.
You know, you never know. You're going to catch the guy who just got fired and everything's going wrong. He's just going to punch you right in the mouth. Because don't nod at me.
Yeah, somebody having a really bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can understand that. You went on a road trip, Pat. You had to take your daughter up to camp.
Holiday rule.
Did you find any pit stops along the way to make eye contact and say?
Did you say pit stops?
Yeah, pit stop.
I thought I heard something different. Okay, yeah. Yes, I had a couple of pit stops on the way up to Minocqua, Wisconsin.
Did you see any people that you nodded hey to?
Did you use your nod?
I did. Yeah, of course. You know, you're a tourist.
Can I use my nod in here?
Yeah. Hey, is it cool if I nod at you when you walk by?
How's the beef jerky?
I don't mean anything. I don't want to be friends. I just want to acknowledge that you exist.
And, I'm going to go ahead and go in.
I'm from out of town.
How was it?
I've been nodding at everyone because I'm from out of town. I shouldn't tell you that, but it's true.
If you're up in like farm community, though, like the country, that's acceptable to actually speak to strangers. It's like normal. It's like, you know, it's going to rain like a son of a gun later, and you can just chime in and be like, man, I know.
Right. Yeah. And that's
and they'll be like, hi, yeah. Make sure you get all your cattle in.
Clay, you're barefoot right now. I just saw your barefoot.
I am barefoot, yes.
What happened? Tell me why you're barefoot in the studio. Have you gone bohemian on us? What's up?
I made the mistake as I ran out of my house after putting my kids to sleep. I grabbed a pair of shoes that were actually wet from when I was watering my grass.
Ah.
Yep.
I don't want to wear wet shoes in here, Pat.
Oh, are you one of those guys? Do you walk around the house barefoot? Are you a barefoot guy? Do you do it?
What do you want me to wear? Shoes in my house all the time? That's psychotic.
So you are, like, my wife is a barefoot person. The kids are bare feet. I've always worn shoes.
Stop. Be quiet.
Yeah. I swear to God.
You got to go to a doctor, man.
I do?
That's not normal.
I think it's pretty normal. I don't, like, the floor, it's dirty. It's a floor.
Clean it.
Yeah, I know. You do that, but I just like shoes, you know? I don't know what it is. Like, there's something about, like, you get up, you get dressed for the day, you put your shoes on. When you want to relax at the end of the night after a hard day's work, you know?
You take your shoes off.
You let the dogs hang out.
You take your shoes off.
So you do take your shoes off at home, but you leave your socks on.
When I feel that I can reward myself to take them off, yes. I go, now I must take my shoes off. But I'm not one of these guys who's walking around barefoot. I don't get home from the office and like wing off my socks and start walking around barefoot immediately.
I do that.
You do that, Bill?
Yeah, I put the shorts on, a t-shirt, just, you know, a pair of gym shoes.
Billy
greases up
his feet before he walks around.
He greases up his feet? Now we're getting insane with
slide
it.
Slide around.
No, none of that. Feet greasing, no.
I usually wear slippers, actually.
I have like slides and stuff that I wear around the house too.
I notice it's like freezing in my house though during the summer.
Yeah, you want to keep your dogs warm.
Yeah, so I'm wearing these big like furry slippers and I look ridiculous because I got shorts on. You know, it's 90 degrees outside.
Oh, you know, but you know what's not ridiculous?
Eating oatmeal any time of year.
That's right. A hearty bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal will keep you sane. It'll let you acknowledge the world. You'll be in a friendlier place with people. Also gives you superhuman powers, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, we've talked about that numerous times.
It's true.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Tom Gorman, he's a good guy. Call him.
Yep.
Pretty wacky first 10 minutes there.
So wacky, Pat.
Yeah.
Clay's barefoot, talking about acknowledging peeps.
Yeah.
I did. Bill, you wanted to get to the fact that I went up on a road trip.
Yeah,
I went to Minneapolis, Wisconsin.
Trips. Yeah.
Haven't done one in a while. Took my in-law's Jeep Cherokee up there,
you know, okay,
for a big haul like that.
Roughing it.
Yeah, roughing it, man, in the truck, you know?
Yeah,
and cool.
That, and that suburban laugh kind of truck and laugh.
What kind of tunes were you listening to?
I didn't listen to a lot of tunes. I brought an adapter so I could listen to, we were listening to a lot of podcasts on the way up there.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. You know?
Okay.
We don't listen to mine. My wife likes to listen to those by herself if she listens to this show.
Right.
I listen to our shows usually, but I forget things, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, as we mentioned there.
Right.
But yeah, we were listening to some new podcasts. I'll shout them out. Business Wars was one I was listening
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, sounds risky.
No, it's good. It was Netflix versus Blockbuster, the saga of, you know, the startup versus the king that Blockbuster was and how they just got evaporated by him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting. Interesting stuff. And then, you know, we made a couple of stops. Bill visited some of those fine Wisconsin convenience
gas
stores.
Gas stations, yeah. Yeah. Love
they
them.
Are great there. Like, they have everything.
What, like what?
Like meats and cheeses and, like, sandwiches.
Bait, but, tackle.
In some spots, yeah.
Yep.
But, like, it's more of, like, a little mini grocery store every time you stop for gas. It's like, all right, let's get some, you know,
Get some fungus.
Get an apple, a banana, nectarine, you know.
Okay.
All right.
16-ounce Red Bull, just to stay healthy.
Pound of salami.
Pound of salami. Stick of cheese.
Yeah. Shotgun shells.
Pack of squares. Yeah.
Yeah, what are smokes going for in Wisconsin these
arrows.
Days?
I've got some arrows.
You guys got arrows?
You have rifles? I'd like a 20 on gas and that Browning over there on the wall, please.
Give me that big grab of Kool-Aid.
Hold up, hold up. Throw up some of them sausages on there, too.
Some of those Jimmy Deans.
No, it was a good time. And then we stayed at an America Inn. I think is
what's
how
it called?
Say. America Inn.
An sounds America trustworthy.
It's like a Best Western. It's part of that.
Sure.
It's part of the Wyndham Group, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Love those.
This is we're part of the Wyndham Group. This is one of the nicer spots here.
That's the guy at the front desk told you?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Eric at the front desk.
Eric from Monaco.
Welcome to America Inn.
I see some arrowheads at Browning, some sausage. You're going to love your stay here.
They had breakfast in the morning. It was pretty good.
I see you guys got some arrows.
Yeah.
Well, smart.
They had a pool. I forget how that like little kids see the pool and just flip out. We've talked about this on pools in great detail on this show.
I took your son to a pool this past weekend.
Yeah. And you guys had a ball, right?
Had a great time.
How was the pool at America Inn?
Well, as soon as we got there, Charlotte's like, we're dropping her at camp the next day, but we have this night layover, you know, so let's go out, get some dinner, go to this place. We couldn't remember where to get dinner up there. I was like, I didn't want to spend two bills at like some supper club.
Yeah.
Which is what you have to do when you go up there. No, I'm not going to Culver's. But I found that like we had been to this joint up there before. It's called like JP's or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like my wife and I found it like a year ago. Uh-huh. We're like, let's go have a couple beers in here, and they got burgers, right? Uh-huh. So I had forgotten that like it's kid friendly, but the environment is kind of Sons of Anarchy ish. You know?
Yeah, little rowdy.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos.
A lot of Thorogood, right. George Thorogood playing.
No Thorogood. That would have been cool though. Love Thorogood.
Any Halen?
No Halen. I can't remember what kind of music was played. Lots of Packer jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Biker
vests over Packer jerseys?
That's a look. There's plenty of that up there.
I love that.
Guy wearing like a Reggie White jersey with an Outlaws. A
lot of biker board jacket. Carts. A lot of board carts up there.
Yeah. So anyway, we went up there and had a cheeseburger, but I forgot. Like it was one of those places where we're pulling up, and then this other family pulls up to go in.
Uh-huh.
And that guy looked like, you know, Warren Buffett or somebody, you know, he was a real kind of like dressed up with a Brooks Brothers golf shirt and pressed slacks. And
he was lost like you.
He looked like Laurence Olivier, strangely enough.
Wow.
I could paint that. Have you ever, Laurence Olivier and Marathon Man is what he looked like.
A ball guy.
Zell. He looked like Zell.
Okay.
All right. So Zell is walking into PJ's in Monaco with me. And he's got, he has his wife and like two grandkids.
Uh-huh.
And they sit down and go inside, and then we go inside, and he's sitting like two tables over, and then I see him like looking around the room, and I'm kind of doing the same thing, and we acknowledge each other, you know what I mean?
Nice.
How you doing? Like, hey, hi.
Hey.
And it was one of those like where we both acknowledge each other, where we're like, neither of us belong here.
Yeah. We're completely out of place.
Like, hey, you know, you could throw your peanut shells on the ground. That was kind of cool.
Love that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it was a true like biker bar.
Yeah, pretty much.
How was the burger?
Pretty good. I had a jalapeno cheeseburger.
Nice.
Oh,
not bad.
Nice. What does that mean?
They
exactly?
had hundreds of kinds of burgers.
That's a risky maneuver considering you had to do some driving the following day.
That's very true. You don't want to have to make a stop because of the jalapenos burgers the day before.
No.
Now, was the jalapenos in the meat?
Yeah, was in the meat and the cheese.
Listen to Clay, like Emeril Lagasse, gangster food guy. And were the jalapenos in the meat?
Gangster cop.
No, the jalapenos were not embedded into the meat. They were melted on the top of the Swiss cheese.
They were melted?
The Swiss cheese was melted on the burger, and then they were kind of diced into the cheese.
Dispersed.
Yeah, dispersed would be a good word for it, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
So we went to the biker bar. My favorite thing was the waitress came over, kind of, you know, nice, you know, kind of tatted up.
Yeah,
she's had a few TKOs, let's just say that.
Sure.
In life. And she's very friendly. How are you? Can I get for you? I go, yeah. Sure. And she must have like her 16-year-old daughter sitting at the bar.
Okay.
Right? With like waiting for her to get off her shift or something. And all I heard was I saw them arguing. And then I saw the mom say, "Your data plan is my data plan. So your data problem is my data problem. You know how much that phone cost? $900.
Wow.
Your data problem you is got involved. My data problem.
I should have gotten involved?
Like, listen, let me talk to both of you over
Wait,
here.
Break it up. Whose data is whose?
Listen, I'll get you guys a data deal.
How many gigs of data?
I'm in the business. I'll get you a data deal.
No, then Zell stands up and he goes, "You know, I was the CEO of IBM for 16 years. I can work out a data situation if we can get our."
He pulls out 60 phone cards and just throws them in the air.
If we can get our cheese curds.
No, all of a sudden, the former Verizon guy and now the Sprint guy walks out of the bathroom and he's like, "Hi,
geek boy."
Yeah.
So that was like the I love moments like that where you just
Hear it.
But so that was in my head like the entire trip.
Did you turn to your wife in the car and say,
"Your data problem is my data problem"?
It's so you know, 21st century, but so middle America at the same time.
Right. You know,
it's amazing.
Roseanne Barr, you can have that. You can steal that from me on the next Roseanne. Your data problem is my data problem.
She'll never be seen again.
Oh man.
Wow. You should have threw a cheese curd at him and said, "Shut up. No one wants to hear about your data." And then you would have got shot by 60 bikers at once.
No, and then the Verizon guy jumps out and goes, "Your data plan is that a
your data plan is here."
Data problems in Wisconsin. Sounds like a
data wars. Starring Darlene and her daughter.
Data war.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Did you have cheese curds?
I did.
Were they good?
They were pretty good.
Not as good as Goldie's.
No, I like Goldie Burgers has cheddar cheese curds.
Yeah, what were these?
Wisconsin cheese.
That was the name of my monster truck.
Wisconsin cheese. That's interesting right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So then you drove up
there. It's not that exciting at all.
No, really. It is. I wish I was at a Barker Bar this weekend. I would have had a good time.
I haven't done a drive like that in a while.
6.5 hours?
Yeah. It's a bit much.
So then you get there.
It's really not. Like when you're getting up there.
It flies by.
When you're getting up there, you're like, "All right, this is taking a little longer than I thought." But then on your way home, like you're used to it because you just did it a day or two before and you're just like, nothing.
So you dropped Charlotte off?
Yeah, we dropped her camp.
Did you stay for like an orientation of any sort?
We stayed and had some tacos.
Awesome.
They made tacos.
Opening day tacos.
Opening camp day tacos for Beautiful. Everybody. Come on in.
And this is Alex, the counselor. He made opening day tacos and for everyone.
Alex, the counselor, strangest thing happened with him. Uh-oh. This is nuts. He was making us the tacos, and he was talking to a young Native American girl who worked in the kitchen.
Sure.
And he, at some odd point, he turned to her and he goes, "Your data problem is my data problem."
Oh, the data war spread north?
Yeah. Data wars.
Yeah. And then we had tacos. It was really good. And then we dropped Charlotte off.
You know what you should have done on your way back?
What?
You should have stopped in back in PJ's and just checked on those two.
Right.
Got to speak with you, too. Are you guys okay? Did you get your data problems?
I was here last night. I couldn't sleep very well. I kept thinking about the data problem you guys are having. Listen, I got a half an hour. If you need any help working this out and maybe some counsel.
Yeah.
And what makes you a data expert?
I'm from a big city, man.
I live 9 miles from the loop. A lot of technology there.
Surrounded by cell phone towers, man.
Right. It's crazy.
What's crazy?
It's crazy where I'm from, all right?
Let me show you something in the settings on your phone real quick. Have you ever heard of this app called the Hoolies Free Crack? You can get on iTunes. Download that. Yeah.
It's never noticed that you could manage your data plan through your settings. You could see what you're going to do over or anything like that. You could also
let me get your Nokia for a minute. Let me see your Nokia. Come on, Cheryl, let me see your Nokia.
Was the data that, like,
they have Nokia because they're, what, removed from us? Is that what we're saying?
They're behind.
Yeah, they're behind in technology.
A little
bit. I didn't notice. I didn't look at that.
Plus, I'm picturing her as an older woman, so she, I think my mom has a flip phone.
See, like, if it,
they don't want to get involved. They don't want to deal with this nonsense.
Nokia, boy, they're getting a bad rap. You steal my Nokia!
You steal my Nokia.
If more people were stealing Nokias, Nokia would be probably in a better position than it is right now.
Yeah, I'm probably right.
I wish I owned a Nokia.
What'd you say?
I wish I owned Nokia.
Oh.
I was saying, you just like saying that. The reason this is going on is because everyone just like saying the word Nokia.
If I have another child, God willing I don't, I'm going to name him or her Nokia.
Nokia Nintendo O'Brien.
Nintendo. You think there's anyone named Nintendo out there?
Sure, man.
There's got to be.
We've talked about
this before. We've spoken about this before.
Yeah, we never said Nintendo, though.
That you're going to name your child Nintendo?
No, if anyone named their kid Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Trump Davis. Nice to meet you.
There's plenty of those guys.
You want to buy a Buick?
So, you took a different car up there. Was this because you were worried about possible car trouble on the way on a drive like that with your current automobile?
Correct.
Okay.
You took a Jurassic Park Jeep up there.
Uh-huh. I did, exactly. Yeah.
There's a cow.
Yeah.
And some cheese.
A lot of cows.
And that's an adult bookstore and a fireworks store.
In one.
And an Aaron Rodgers jersey outlet.
God. Gee whiz. Wow.
It was great. I wished I could have stayed there longer and kind of rented a cabin or something for the week or two.
You can do that.
I know. That would mean that a lot more people would have to start listening to this program. And we would, you know, we could make it happen.
Absolutely.
But we got to, you know, I don't think the radio folk want to hear about Minocqua.
We should start a camp and invite everyone to go.
We've done this before as well.
Adult camp. Not adult camp. But adult camp.
Adult retreat camp.
Just adult camp.
What do you do at adult camp?
Do the same things they do at kids camp, except you're adults. It's exact same format.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wake up at 8:30. You do a sack race. You throw water balloons at people. You do whatever. You have a snack.
Right. I mean, pretty much what you're describing.
Jump in a canoe.
I mean, what you're describing sounds like real world road rules challenge. I think
no,
that
it's
was
pure
what it was
camp
on.
Atmosphere.
It pretty
no
much.
Cameras.
Pure camp atmosphere. No cameras.
People must communicate and talk with each other.
No phones.
Right.
No phones.
You got to put your phones in a. You got to put your phones in a big bucket when you show up, and then they hang it in a tree.
Actually, if you win like a canoe race or you win an event of some kind, you get to look at your phone for 10 minutes. Here, let him look at his phone. Check your emails.
Do these kids that go, like, now Charlotte, she bring, like, an iPad or anything with her up there?
No, that's the purpose of it. You want to disconnect from the data world.
Yeah, from data world.
I just want to get away from data world for a couple weeks and go to this camp.
They got archery.
It's an adult camp, Mom. It's for adults.
I just bought all these arrows.
Well, your data problem is my data problem.
Come on, Mom. Send me to this camp. It's an adult camp.
He's asking his mom, though.
He lives at home with his mom. He saw a brochure for
her. No, he doesn't live with her. He's on the phone with her. Come on, Mom. Let me go to this adult camp. Come on. I've been on my own for 10 years.
Well, that's weird.
Did you see any people wearing, like...
That's so weird.
It's amazing.
Can you imagine a guy... I did this a lot. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Because I'm about to give you a picture of it.
I already have
him. It's just...
Boys, I got to step out of this meeting for a minute. I got to call my mom and ask her something. Yeah, I'm trying to go to this camp. It's a long story. I just got to ask permission. That's all.
The scenario behind... But, like, the weird thing at adult camp is, like, you don't know anybody when you get there. It's like... You're going to prison, you know? It's like
it's 1,000 guys.
And there's a
just
guy
like
there
you.
Who's like, he's an executive at Motorola, you know? And then they go, and your bunk buddy is.
You got to have a signed permission slip, though, to go. So everyone that's there has had to ask their mom if they can go or guardian.
And your bunk buddy is Earl. He's a custodian at Emerson Elementary School in Syracuse, New York.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So your mom signed your permission slip, too?
Yeah.
Earl? Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Adult, hey, it sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
You play Ghost in the Graveyard at night.
Checkers.
Hey, you're going to love lunch today. Then we're all going to get together and play Ghost in the Graveyard.
Catch lightning bugs. It's going to be crazy.
Catch lightning bugs.
And the strippers show up at midnight.
And the kegs.
That's the hook.
Yeah, there's at midnight, there's strippers, kegs, and
that's
Jack
where
Daniels
your $250 entry fee goes to.
$250. It's 25 grand to go to adult camp.
It's a hell of a show.
They have such things.
Hey, you're gonna love it tonight. Larry Flint's gonna come sing "Kumbaya" by the fire hall.
He's got a great voice.
Dude, it's unbelievable. You should see his rendition.
Kumbaya.
My lord. Kumbaya, gentlemen. Kumbaya.
Someone stoked this fire.
Let's get the girls out here now. Yeah.
Hey, Daisy, give me a marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. You sound like a guy at Oxycontin. Hey, Daisy, give me a marshmallow. Hey, Daisy. Fresh marshmallow.
Daisy's like a hustler girl, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dressed as a camp counselor.
She's dressed as a cat.
God, things just got so dang
well,
dark.
Whenever Larry shows up, it gets a little sideways.
I do have a question for you. You were doing a lot of driving, right? And I noticed this.
What did you notice about his driving?
No, I noticed a common occurrence that I see on the expressway. I don't know if it's on the Eisenhower or the Dan Ryan or even the Kennedy, but...
Maybe all three, Bill.
Every time I'm driving, I see like a random shoe in the middle of like the expressway or off the. What's going on about that? Like, why are there?
How are those shoes getting there?
There's a story behind every single one of those shoes.
They're
why? Bill, why is this consistently happening though? Like, are people that moronic? Like, is there that many people traveling up and down this expressway that just have their feet?
It can be
a
number of different things. Sometimes you see people drive and they got their foot out the window, right?
Yeah, that guy is a total moron.
They wear them real loose, you know, sometimes people do.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
no
maybe
laces.
There's an argument in the car, and he says, you know what, Dave, I'm sick of it. And he takes his shoe and he throws it out the window.
That could also be a possibility.
College pranks.
Yeah, for sure.
There's got to be some sort of a algorithm. And I see a lot of hats as well. What does everyone
do? There's got to be an algorithm behind these shoes on the
expressway. No, we do all the data
that makes
together.
No sense at all.
Not an algorithm. Hey. I'm just saying... Like a polling survey. There's no way you would ever know. But
I would say probably 90% of the hats you see are convertible related.
Yes. Okay, that would make sense.
Sure.
I guess.
You know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good data deduction, Clay.
Yeah, I got data.
Have you ever seen a hat on the expressway? We were like, ooh, I bet that was a nice hat.
You
want to
pull over and take your chances?
No.
Jetting in the middle of traffic.
I wonder if that's ever happened. A guy's just pounding down the Dan Ryan and he goes, I think that was a size 9 Jordan.
Just goes, look at that Cardinals hat. Wow.
Slams it. Parks on the shoulder, walks down, grabs the Jordan. He goes, sweet.
Throws it in his times truck. It up. He's like sprinting into the middle. It's in the middle lane. He's got to like time it. Like, I'm getting his Cardinals hat.
It's like a homeless guy right at him. I'm like, don't think about it.
Or has a guy ever gone back for his shoe? You know, do you all of a sudden say, forget it.
You got to forget it on the expressway. Come on.
That's why I think you're seeing so many of them.
I saw a glorious thing happen on the expressway the other day. I was in traffic. It was really, really, really bad. It was horrible. And I see this dude, and he pulls on the shoulder, and he goes probably like 100 feet, and then he gets off at an exit. And as soon as he's on the ramp going downward, state cop comes flying and pulls him over for driving on the shoulder. It was a beautiful justice, display of justice.
Yep. I was lucky on my way to Wisconsin. I didn't see too many
Did you see it
yet? Stadies. And you do get nervous, you know, because like – the speed limit's like 70 up there, but you can get kind of lead-footed when you're in the open road there for a few hours.
And of course.
You know? So, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to 80, but I don't even realize I'm going 80. I got Illinois plates. I better calm down here,
mm-hmm.
You know? Do not want to get pulled over there.
Now, did you drive the whole way up there, or did you and your wife do shifts?
We did shifts. I did, on the way up, she did 2.5 hours, and then I did the rest. And then on the way back, I did 4.5 hours, and she did the rest.
Wow.
Okay. That's a good
same thing, you know. It's pretty
easy. It evens out, you know.
Yeah.
God bless.
Hey, you drove, you made it back from Wisconsin safe. God bless.
You know, I drove to California and back there, so that's like driving to Wisconsin times, you know, 12.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I recommend everyone do if you can. If you can afford the time. It takes about 36 hours.
Holy cow. You did that drive in like, what, 2 days?
I did that drive. It took me a little while. I made some stops. So I stopped in Iowa, Colorado, Las Vegas, and then finally
made it.
Made it to LA. And then on the way back, I stopped in Arizona.
Right.
And, so forth and so on. But it's amazing. It's fun because it's stuff you've never seen before.
Yeah, but you got to like plan out. You're like, all right, I'm going to stay at this hotel in this neighborhood. Then I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
Go here. Yeah.
You got to plan it out a little.
That's road tripping, man.
That's road tripping, Pat.
You know, that's just American road tripping. It's good stuff.
I'm going to do that with my kids, I think, someday.
Go maybe an RV. Get the RV to do. Like
that,
rent
the
one
RV
of those.
Experience. That's a whole different ballgame.
I thought about doing that.
I want to do it, but it's like. Where does a poop go, you know?
Cares.
Who cares where your poop goes? Do your trip.
Putin, I don't care where your poop goes. Okay, let's get that out there right away.
But your data problem is my data problem.
Yeah, you said it.
Did you say that to your wife at all?
What, your data problem is my data problem?
About 100 times, probably?
No, and the strange thing is I haven't
it
even...
It was just ringing in your head the whole
time? Yeah, I haven't even discussed it with my wife yet.
That's sick.
It's just been sitting in my... in underneath the...
You've just been sitting around your house with your shoes on thinking about it.
Yep. Pacing. We'll go outside, have a cigarette on the porch, and I just think to myself, your data problem.
That's why you have your shoes on all the time. Let's be honest. Because you're always bopping outside for a cigarette, so you don't even bother to take your shoes off.
He had impeccably nice feet because he was a smoker and he wears shoe all the time. So he had no calluses on his feet, nothing.
His feet
right?
were like a baby's foot.
They were soft.
They were like milky, milky feet. I got a new pet peeve.
What's that?
When you text someone and then they call you. It's like, I texted you for a reason because I obviously can't talk on the phone.
Yes.
So what? As soon as I send you my message, now you're calling me, but I still can't talk to you. So I'm going to have to text you back. Can't talk. Please text.
Mm-hmm.
That's been happening to me a lot lately.
I don't like that either.
It's a horrible feeling.
Who's the call? Yeah, like, are you available? Are you near your phone? Oh, you're near your phone? Good, I'm calling you. Sales guy, you're not going to be able to cut a deal via text, typically.
This is not to cut deals.
This is not to cut deals, Donald. This is about the data plan issues.
Listen, Donald, next time I text you, please don't call me. Please text me back. That's why I texted you in the first place.
Yeah.
thank you, love, lad.
It'd be weird if they did text each other back and forth.
They've like, definitely texted each other.
Check out Bulls game.
Check out Bulls game, channel 26.
Right.
It's about to be buzzer shot. Guaranteed buzzer shot. Watch.
That's weird.
Question mark?
That's what I said when I walked into the biker bar. I said, oh, look at that guaranteed buzzer shot later.
Oh. Did you see that Conor McGregor, the King of Ireland, was at the World Cup final game with Putin?
Was he really?
As Putin's guest.
Conor McGregor was Vladimir Putin's guest at the World Cup?
At the France versus Croatia match?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't see that.
It's very interesting, turn of events, and what the hell they're hanging out with each other for.
That is weird stuff. I gotta read up on that.
I saw that on like Instagram, and then I see him like later, it's like a video of McGregor at some dude's house, and there's like a guy he's walking by, and he's got a tiger on a leash, and he's like speaking Russian, and then he looks at McGregor, and McGregor like walks up and starts petting the tiger, and then feeds it like some chicken.
Boy.
That's what we had called too much money and time in your hands.
My gosh.
Get back in the ring and start fighting people. Forget about the tigers and the
I wonder
and
how
the
that
private
works.
Jets.
Like, can you imagine if Putin sent you a letter and said, come hang out with me. I'd like to speak with you and hang out. You can come see Russian palace and...
And play with tiger.
Play with tiger and have a nice bass meal.
Ride around in hot air balloon. Watch me
ride around in hot air balloon because I have access to them.
Watch me do wheelies on motorbike. is he paying for it?
Yeah, of course
he is.
Then
I'm going.
Okay, see?
Yeah, it'd be great. He probably knows how to have a good time. The richest guy in the world.
Weekend at Putin's.
It'd be amazing.
It's a great movie.
Oh, my God. That would be an amazing documentary.
Weekend at Putin's.
Oh, my God.
That is a good documentary idea.
That's been done, I think.
I don't think people live to talk about it.
Well, no, there's been documentaries about how he goes hunting and he plays hockey. He's a very big hockey player. Yeah,
but he's ever seen that? Started playing hockey 6 years
have
ago.
Have you ever seen the hockey stuff? It's so funny because he's he really thinks he's good.
Yeah.
But all the players are letting him score and they're yeah. they're not checking him or anything.
No,
they're
just feed
they know if they let they don't let him score, they're all gonna die. So they're just go ahead, shoot.
I don't know.
The goalie's playing real dumb and he's the guy's a professional Olympian goalie. He's got Putin scoring on him.
He's this guy's gonna have me murdered if I don't let him score. Yeah,
I'm gonna wake up with a cow in my bed.
So pretty much it's if Jordan and Kim Jong Il had a 1-on-1 basketball match, he's just gonna have to let Kim Jong
Kim Jong's winning that game 10-0.
Yeah, shooting threes all over him.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a weird thought.
Yeah, I'd let the president win. Yeah, that is a weird thought.
Let me win. We're playing horse. Let me win.
We're going to play horse with the Bulls. Little caveat, you got to let me win. I can't lose.
Trump always wins.
Oh, man. I don't know. How do we start talking about Putin?
How
do we always talk? We talk about him a lot on this program. He's just creeping on the brain.
An interesting character.
He's in everyone's brain these days.
Well, he's talked about. They talk about him in the media nonstop.
You're used to hearing his name so much now. Yeah. It's just Putin. You know? It's catchy.
It is kind of catchy.
You think there's anybody in Chicago that says, that Putin is an interesting individual?
There's some guy named Eric Putin somewhere in Chicago, and he's just I'm sick of hearing my name all the time.
Yeah. Hooli's Hooli columnist Eric Putin.
Not even Russian. No. I'm actually Greek. My name was Putinopoulos, but they shortened it when we came to America.
Eric Putinopoulos, everybody. Concocted out of thin air.
Eric Putinopoulos could be governor.
It could be.
Running for Cook County Board President, Eric Putinopoulos.
That could happen. No relation to the Putins of Russia.
Yeah, not Russian.
That's his commercial. I'm no relation to the Putins from Russia.
He takes a bite of a Euros.
Right.
He doesn't even speak
But I'm a family guy, and I like Greek food. And
no, he's got to be a real Chicago guy. Hi, I'm Eric Putinopoulos, running for your local alderman. Had enough of this Putin care,
I ain't with Putin.
Yeah, I ain't with him.
Punch 26 next week. It's Putinopoulos. Excuse me. It's Putinopoulos.
Somebody's going to go to the voting booth. Somebody who listens to this show because,
I'm writing in Putinopoulos.
Eric Putinopoulos. Who'd you vote for president? Eric Putinopoulos. You kidding?
In an uninspected turn of events, Eric Putinopoulos has won 20% of the vote.
And then probably would win. Hey, in Chicago, you could find 20 people to go out in the neighborhood and probably get this guy in the ballot and have a chance.
Then there's pundits on
what
CNN.
If he won? Then you got.
I mean, Putinopoulos won Minocqua. He won Lake St. Germain. He won Stevens Point. He won Cook County. He won Will County. Putinopoulos could not be stopped once he bought everyone a Ferrari.
Eric Putinopoulos.
Yeah.
Most powerful non-Russian candidate this year.
All right, we got to take a commercial.
Yes, we do.
Hooli's Hooli returns after these.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website,
www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back. Final stretch of the show. Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yes, it is.
Been a very odd episode thus far. We do have a different engineer, and Josh is in tonight. Hello, Josh.
Josh, you're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, even though I screwed up the start of the show.
That's okay. It's all right.
Normally we have Mike, and he's wonderful.
Mike is wonderful.
Josh, you have been lucky enough to be a witness to the genius of this program in the past.
I don't know how to respond to that.
It's okay. You don't have to. I'm just letting you know. And we love having you. So thanks for your help tonight.
And I'm thankful that you're here, even though that you guys are always late, but still.
Ooh.
Boom!
He's right on
that
one.
He is.
Tell him.
What you got going this week, Bill? We talked about me and Minocqua the entire episode. How's the, you know, the tan looks good. I do have, you gave me
Yeah, you have shorts on. I haven't seen you wear a pair of shorts in like...
And yes,
it feels like a decade. Like I don't think I've seen you wear them out in like public. I've seen you wear them at home, but like I haven't
shoes
seen
and
like...
shorts around the house for Pat.
Yeah,
I had a change of heart. I got a pair. I just threw on a pair of shorts a couple weeks ago and went, you know, this isn't
those
bad.
Are fancy shorts, dude. Those are like Armani suit pants that someone hemmed into shorts
or golf shorts for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Ma, where are my Armani suit shorts at? I got a date tonight.
Yeah,
I need my suit shorts tonight. I got a hot date. Going to PJ's in Monaco. You understand?
Yeah. But you got
these aren't suit. These are like, I guess, yeah, they're like that.
Those are golf shorts.
Polyfiber, whatever they call
it. Yeah,
that
pants
stuff.
Like that I wear every day at work.
Those are so colors. you can pitch out of the bunker and feel nice about yourself.
Yeah,
you can breathe them.
These shorts. These are so you can pitch out of the bunker and feel nice about yourself.
Yeah,
that's why you need to wear them. That's the value. Problem.
I would buy those if someone said
you
that.
Have those. You have shorts on, but you also have like a long sleeve.
Yeah, like a
windbreaker.
Shorts and a windbreaker, please. Thank you.
It's 85 degrees.
Mick Jagger demands it on set. Shorts and a windbreaker immediately. You know me. Come on, Todd.
Who's Todd? The roadie PA?
Yeah. His assistant.
Come this on, is Todd. Getting ridiculous, Todd.
Todd, it's getting breezy,
the third
but I want
to
take
we've
it.
Been to.
Todd, it's getting very breezy, and I want to take it up one notch and down another. So, swap out the T-shirt for a windbreaker and the pants for some shorts, please.
For my suit shorts. Where are my tan suit shorts? My legs are very warm, but my upper body is freezing.
Yeah. So I, yes, listeners, I have a windbreaker on and a pair of suit shorts, as these guys are calling them.
Yeah, you're Connecticut guy.
They're Foot Joy.
You're Connecticut guy.
I used to be Santa Monica guy, now I'm Connecticut guy. Both wealthy places. You don't want to be, you know.
You don't want to be, you don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be, you don't want to be the city I can't say.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, isolate anyone. No.
This is like a Hands Across America song. This is like Kenny Rogers chiming in. You don't want to isolate no one. But you don't want to be, you don't want to be, you don't want to be in the state I can't say.
That's very deep.
Yeah, that is really deep.
That could be a state of mind you're talking about.
Could be that.
Anyway, you look ridiculous.
Did you have
Yeah, you do. Thanks.
Did you have that windbreaker on?
You look like you're waiting for a rain delay to be over. Like any minute now, the sun's gonna pop out. I'm gonna strip this windbreaker off and get back to being in summer clothes.
Yeah. It's like someone who's half wishing for fall to get here and half accepting of the summer. It's like, we gonna get through this or what?
Yeah. So
Bill's got camouflage pants on. So let's.
I actually mentioned that to my girlfriend this evening. I went, I don't think I've worn these shorts in about 3 years. But
yeah, camo shorts and a police shirt on. You're basically impersonating a cop. You could be arrested.
Could I?
Yeah. Okay. You might be in like 7-Eleven and a robbery might go down and someone like, officer, help. And you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just here to buy cigarettes.
No, I'd be
not an actual policeman.
What are you talking about? I came for the Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. They got the best Sour Patch Kids here. Go ahead and rob this guy.
Go ahead. Hold on.
Let me pay for these Sour Patch Kids, then you can rob them.
No, I'd be like, can I eat these while this is going down?
Can I get sour? Can I you guys this? Mind if I get sour real quick?
You guys are referring to the fact that you, many people wear shirts that say Chicago Police on them.
Right.
And, people don't, like, you used to see a guy in a shirt like that and maybe in the back of your head go, he could be an off-duty policeman.
Yeah, you would think that I can't wear one because I'm not a policeman.
Right, you know? Feel that way. Right. Yeah, but I don't think police officers care as much.
Even though it's like
had this T-shirt for probably 10 plus years or more.
You wear it out of respect for policemen, Bill.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are Chicago police officers. Right. I absolutely wear it to honor those guys for sure.
Definitely. I don't want someone mistaking me for a policeman.
Right, you don't want to be caught in that position where you might have to help somebody.
Or if an actual policeman sees me.
I don't want to be in the position where I need to help anybody.
Because I used to, we did for my job, we did a firehouse.
Right.
Remodeled, painted, all that.
Right.
And so they gave us all the free shirts. And then I'm at somewhere and I'm at like a fast food place. And the fireman's like standing in line. He's like, what house you at?
Yeah.
Nah, I just wear the shirt because I got it for free from. I gotta go into the whole story.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing the shirt.
He goes, well, okay.
Maybe you knew somebody at the house, something like that. Then you got something to talk about.
If I was wearing a Guns N' Roses shirt, you wouldn't ask me if I was in Guns N' Roses, right?
No,
why is he asking
not.
Me if I'm a fireman? Can I just wear the shirt?
It doesn't work that way. Fortunately,
you're right though. I understand where you're coming from entirely.
Thank you, Pat.
I really do. But Bill looks great. I have one too. I wear it sometimes.
Bill, it looks like you got a little too much sun.
Does it? You've been driving around with the
your arms out the window,
sunroof open.
Where'd you get that golden brown tan?
The dome. The top of my head is pretty burnt up too. It's peeling.
Hey, your Ed Harris is looking nice.
Yeah, it's all peeled out.
Yeah.
My bald dome's all peeled out.
I gotta put like lotion. I've never done this before. Like on my bald head. Put like some lotion
this
on it.
This is a whole new world for
it's
you.
It's a whole new world.
Ooh, that's kind of nice.
Of being bald.
Yeah.
Josh is also.
Yeah,
has
he's
the,
part of the club.
He's part of the Bruce Willis club.
He knows
club.
What's up.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
That's the way to go, though.
It's very easy in the morning.
You can't have like the Costanza thing going.
How long have you had the bald dome, Josh?
It's going on about 8 years now.
Wow.
8 years. Huh. And did it take you, like, what kind of locks did you have before you decided to go the Teddy Savalas route?
I did have longer hair until it started falling out because of an ex-girlfriend I'd rather not mention, but...
Ooh.
Okay. That'll do it, though.
Yeah.
Stress.
But stress you, does did you play have, a big factor.
Stress
in
plays
loss.
A big factor, but did you have, like, long, like long hair? Like
shoulder length.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay,
extreme.
So, like, rock and roll, comic books, all that kind of stuff, I guess.
You had like long hair, like comic books and rock and roll, man. Like one of them dudes. Either you love comic books or rock and roll.
I had long hair too.
No, you didn't.
In college, I did have long hair.
Not down to your shoulders.
Past my chin.
No, you didn't.
I'll show you a picture.
I want to see it right now.
I don't have one right now, but I'll muster one up for you. What do you mean a
lie? Did you ever put your hair behind your ears?
I got it to the point where we could get it just behind the ear, but not like to like the back, like where like it was like creeping down my neck. No.
You should grow. I'm telling you, you should grow it long now and do the Yanni or whatever.
Do the Yanni. No,
who was my example? Like a Sam Kinison style.
Yeah. Slick it back.
Start screaming at people.
Or you could do the Bobby Duvall. Or you get grow long, like, because you're totally domed on top and then just slick it hard on the sides.
Like grease?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paulie Walnuts.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'll take my look. Thanks.
Patty, what are you going to do with your bald head?
I don't know yet.
Ride it out?
Yeah.
Going to ride the wave.
Try to wear windbreakers as much as possible.
We talk about it just about every show, so one way or another, it's always mentioned, I feel like. It's
probably our audience is getting sick of hearing about it.
No. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they think they probably are. Maybe not. I don't care. Sorry, guys. I shouldn't have said that, but we're going to continue to talk about it. It's part of life. And it affects all kinds of people.
Yeah. Yeah, sure does.
Because your data problem is my data problem.
I am having data problems, actually. I'm having phone issues.
Are you?
Yeah.
That happens.
That's not a good thing. You know, you kind of reminded me. I kind of thought of something. The data problem, your data problem is my data problem.
Whatever it was.
It just kind of reminds me of like a mother figure against, you know, a rebellious maybe teenage kid.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. And it kind of, you know, the song kind of pops into my head and I've been jamming out to it lately. I don't know if we have it.
What is it?
Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row?
No. It's,
which was a good jam.
I thought it'd be kind of cool because, I don't know, it always gets me kind of pumped up. But it's the Who, Quadrophenia, The Godfather and the Punk.
What is that, 9 minutes long?
Yeah.
No. It's like,
the Punk
it's like
the
six or seven.
Why don't
there.
You put on Youth Gone Wild, Pat?
Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row?
Yeah. It's a jam. That pretty much sums up this whole show.
Your data problem. You know, when I think of data, I think of Skid Row and he's gone wild.
You girls could be in a Skid Row video. That's what you should have said to him. With all your arguing.
So there was no music on your road trip? You always got to jam out to some tunes.
Yeah, we
Life
do.
Life is a Highway?
Tom Cochran? Yeah. Not the other one. Who tried to rip that off?
Unzip the cloth windows in the Jeep or whatever. Weird ass windows.
No.
Did you see any people where you were like...
Did you
like,
take the doors off the Jeep?
We did not. It wasn't a Jeep like that. It wasn't a Wrangler. It was a Jeep Cherokee. Gosh, we're getting so out of hand now.
You take the doors off a Cherokee, too.
Taking the doors off the Cherokee for the trip up to Monaco.
Taking the doors off. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this show, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie if you search for Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C. That's Free Crack on iTunes. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6 and the sessions start at 7. What an odd, odd episode.
Yeah. It's that time of year. It's summer, man.
Youth Gone Wild was what we were going
to
play. That great Irish song by a kid at Skid Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is it. So until next week, let's get it queued up.
Yeah.
Well, this is from 1989.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah!
Your data problem is my data problem.
Yeah! See you next week.
Bye.